Hastings 107.8 Tone FM.
Are you aged between 13 and 18?
It's showtime.
How do you fancy doing this? You could be sitting here live on radio. Well, here's your chance. We're currently taking applications for the very first Taunton Sound Academy in association with Sound Vision.
This free training course will introduce you to the world of broadcasting and content creation.
You'll also get the chance to be part of the team that brings a brand new show to Tone FM whilst also collecting a Bonds Arts Award. To find out more and apply, just head over to tonefm.co.uk, that's tonefm.co.uk, or WhatsApp us on 01823 2866 88.
Go. Now, here comes another hour of nothing but just great songs for the county town.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Somerset Carnivals.
This is the Carnival Hour with Jeff Strawbridge. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
The Carnival Hour is brought to you in partnership with Country Rovers, your local friendly Land Rover specialists without main dealer prices. Supporting local carnival.
Good evening, how are you? Just gone 6 o'clock. Shall we play some carnival tunes? Starting off tonight is the Osmonds and Crazy Horses. Well, good evening to you. Welcome along to the Carnival Hour here on Tone FM for your Sunday evening. Well, how's your Sunday been so far? Has it been okay? Did you get woken up at 3 o'clock this afternoon? I did. I forgot, yeah. My phone went off. I forgot about that text alert. Well, we've got loads on the show for you, as we normally do. Quite a busy one, I think, that we're going to have today. We've got your Carnival Rewind coming up in a few tracks' time. We'll also have your Carnival birthdays, events, and what's ons. And I have guests in the studio. I'm joined tonight by Tom and also Scott from the Harlequin Carnival Club. They'll be here with me for the whole hour. Just after the rewind, we'll catch up with them and try and chat about all things Harlequin Carnival. See what they're up to this year. You never know, they may even tell us what they're doing. I very much doubt it, but you never know, do you? If you want to get in contact with me tonight, you can send me a message via WhatsApp 01823 28 66 88 or on the email, it's studio@tonefm.co.uk. As the Quins are in the studio, we're going to start off with one of their tracks from back in the day.
Well, life on the farm is kinda laid back, ain't much. that an old country boy like me can't hack. You tell you to rise early in the sack. Thank God I'm a country boy.
Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on a farm. My days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy.
Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle.
When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle.
And life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy.
When the work's all done and the sun's setting low, I pull out the fiddle and I rosin up the bow. The kids are asleep, so I keep it kind of low. Thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play Sally Gooden all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't take it very good. So I fiddle when I can and I work when I should.
I tell you what, the two guys here, they were already doing the routine to that. Thank God I'm a Country Boy from Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, and used by the Harlequin Carnival Club a few years ago. It is a carnival hour with myself, Jeff Strawbridge, keeping you company until 7 o'clock this evening. But it is now time for our Carnival Rewind. Now, if you don't know what the Carnival Rewind is, it's a piece of carnival music, but we're not playing it forwards, we're going to play it backwards. If you know what the answer is, all I need is either the club, the artist, or the title, just send me a message via WhatsApp 01823 28 66 88 or on the email at studio@tonefm.co.uk. Can you tell me what the rewind is this week? It's slightly easier than last week. I think it's easy this week. If you know what the answer is, send me that message via WhatsApp 01823 28 66 88 or on the email, it'll be studio@tonefm.co.uk. We'll be speaking to Tom and Scott in a few minutes just after this one as we start the generator.
They call me the Wanderer. They're the one.
107.8 Tone FM.
Country Rovers are your independent, friendly, local Land Rover specialist garage without the cost of main dealers, where you can speak to someone with experience of working on and owning a Land Rover. With so much repair experience and spares, from a light bulb to a full rebuild of the Land Rover mark, we can take care of every Land Rover from the 1940s to the latest model. For details or to book, call 254-630. Country Rovers. Trust us to keep you on the road.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Used by the Harlequin Carnival Club this year, or last year, I should say, 2022, Home on the Range. And speaking of the Harlequin Carnival Club, we have Scott and Tom in the studio. Good evening, guys.
Evening, Jeff.
Evening, Jeff.
Well, thank you so much for coming into the studio. I know I've been pestering you for a few weeks about it's about time we had Harlequin Carnival Club in. We've had Steve Dill on, but I thought it was about time we had somebody different in.
Yeah.
So tell me, what are Harlequin up to this year then for 2023?
So we are hoping to come out with a 100-foot entry this year. Last year, for various reasons, we were smaller, but we've had a good influx of members over the past 2 or 3 months, and the club seems to be in a good place, and we're sort of building momentum to build a 100-foot entry again, which is really exciting.
So how is the entry actually going at the moment? Have you started fully building? Is there metalwork on there? Is there timber on the cart yet? Or
We've chosen our theme. We build a scale model every year. So we've done that. That's been voted in. And we are now making patterns and doing some early mock-ups. We are hoping to sort of reuse some metal that we've had in the past because of how much stuff costs at the moment, so we're trying to be clever in that respect. So yeah, we're making a good start now. We've had a good day or good morning out there this morning, and yeah, it's all systems go now, really.
So how did you get into carnival? Like, Scott, how did you get into doing carnival originally?
Well, for me, it's sort of been all my life. I was born into Harlequin Carnival Club. Both sets of my grandparents founded the club, so I never really had a choice. Although, you know, I do love it, so, yeah.
Well, I can tell that you love carnival because you do a lot of the social events for Harlequin, and which you've invited me along to do with discos and bits and pieces. And you guys really do know how to party, don't you?
We like to think so.
Yeah. That's what it's all about, though, really. I mean, people do carnival for different reasons, but the main reason that sort of binds us all together is the social side, and that's what we're keen on us sort of keeping up, really.
As I noticed with your social night and that, you do an awards evening for all the members, don't you, where you give out certain awards. Can you mention some of the awards that you give to your members without swearing?
We can try. We do a few different types of awards. We've got the serious awards that sort of say thanks to people that have done really good things throughout the year. And yeah, we do try and do some funny ones to you know, keep the banter flowing. I can't think off the top of my head.
Probably the most important one is the grumpy baton, because we've got a big sort of metre-long stick that people have and they have to carry around at the shed if they're being grumpy. Sort of normally comes out in sort of August.
I can't remember who won it this year. Who won it this year?
Sarah Trott.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. So we took a tally of all the times everyone was grumpy, she won it the most. So she got awarded at the awards dinner a sort of more permanent trophy for it.
Okay, well, Tom, we're going to come back with you in a few minutes to find out your carnival history and also find out what carts tick the box for you, okay?
I'm
from the Festival of the Lion King from the Harlequin Carnival Club. Scott and Tom are here with me from the Harlequin Carnival Club. Now, can you tell me a little bit about that entry from that year? How old were you guys back then?
I was 8.
That was Scott, yeah? Yeah. 8. Okay. Yeah.
I was 17. I love that entry. Love the track as well. It's great.
So but how did that idea come up about with that piece of music? Because it's not the normal Lion King version, is it?
No, it's from, is it Magic Animal Kingdom?
Yes, the show in Animal Kingdom, yeah.
I think one of our members or a few of our members were there on holiday, saw it and loved it and, yeah, brought it back as a theme. And, yeah, all the club got behind that one. It was great.
Brilliant. So can you tell me, Tom, how did you actually get into Carnival yourself? Because obviously you've got 10 years senior on Scott Avenue with Carnival.
Unfortunately, yes, I have, yeah. So my parents met in Carnival in the sort of 80s, and then...
Things happen like that back
yeah,
then, didn't they?
Yeah, it is responsible for a lot of marriages, Carnival.
Tell me about it.
And, myself included coming up. And then they sort of gave it up in the early 90s. I always had a love of it when I was growing up, and when I was about 13, sort of was stumbled upon Harlequin really and was invited up. My first time out there at the shed was the Friday before Ilminster the Carnival when we did Chinese in 2004, and yeah, been there ever since. They struggled to get rid of me.
So in your eyes, both of you, what would you say is the best feature cart that you've seen? Scott, what about you first?
In Carnival overall, I'd have to say Revolution by Gremlins.
Is that because of the artwork or the mechanisms? Or?
The engineering was just unbelievable, and it's just a complete package, really.
And what about you, Tom?
I think I'm going to go with Ghost Ship. It's probably an overused answer, but the feeling that you got when you saw that car at that time, obviously nearly 20 years ago, it was just amazing. It was the whole package.
Okay, well, speaking of music, as we were a few minutes ago, you've asked me to play this next track. Now, explain to me why you want me to play this track. Now, I know a lot of people love this track, and there's reasons for it, but what are your reasons for me playing this track?
Well, we've been on a couple of stag do's recently, and this track has just sort of become a bit of an anthem, so much so that Scott's done it on karaoke in Southampton and once in Newcastle.
Yeah, I seem to have taken it up as a little bit of a hobby, singing this song, and... Tom gets on the shoulders, and I'm not really sure why.
I think we've probably given it away by Tom getting on people's shoulders. Shall we play it?
Let's do it.
Bugs Fizz for you. Land of Make Believe.
Stars in your eyes, little one. Where do you go to dream? To a place we all know, the land of make believe.
I bet there are a few sore heads today after last night.
Thank you.
Also, a massive hello to the Masqueraders Carnival Club. They had their social night last night, and believe you me, when we played this, it went off the roof. Carnival birthday's on the way.
He came today, but had to go to visit you. You never know.
So if you're involved in Carnival and you're celebrating your birthday this coming week, you never know, your name could be read out right now. So happy birthday to the following people involved in Carnival. Today, it is Keith Horner's birthday, ex-Gemini, Ilminster Carnival Committee, ex-Triangle, ex-quite a few, I think. Also, Mitch Hogg from Rubolo, Granddad Rubolo, they like to call him. So happy birthday to you, Mitch. Tomorrow, it will be Lauren Harvey's birthday from the Cobe Carnival Club, Globe Carnival Club, I should say. Daniel Epps from Gremlins and also Sandra Parsons. On Tuesday, Francis Coleman, also known as Tiny from Gemini Carnival Club, and also Susan Colway from Yeovil Boys Brigade that was. On Thursday, Mike Ford, one of the founder members of Gorgon's Carnival Club. And on Friday, it will be Christine Puddy from Shepton Committee and also Neil Phipps from the Globe. And on Saturday, Peter Toole from Wells Committee. So happy birthday to everybody involved in Carnival. Now, guys from Harlequin are here and we're chatting all things Carnival. How do you guys get involved with fundraising? What do you actually do to bring funds into the club to raise to build a car?
So we do various things, but mainly our main fundraising is doing mobile bars for weddings, parties, things like that. And we also do bingos and quizzes every now and then throughout the year.
Because I know Andy Bennett helps you out quite a bit with your quizzes, doesn't
he? Yeah, he's our quiz master, BBC Somerset's own. Yeah, yeah.
Well, he is sort of a Harlequin member, isn't he?
All but signed, I think, really, yeah.
Basically, he turns up, but he doesn't pay the membership, is that right?
That's right, yeah, yeah. But he does help us out with some welding from time to time, so... yeah, we can't complain.
So how many members have you got in your club now?
Probably about 80.
Yeah, about 80 all in, yeah.
That's quite a lot for a club, you know, from the South Somerset Circuit, isn't it?
Yeah, we've had probably about 18, 20 members join just recently. Sort of our age ranges from sort of 14 to
83, 84, something like that.
Yeah, so open to anyone, really.
It is really good that you're growing as a club, because obviously we heard the really sad news about YM have disbanded this week, and our thoughts are with all the guys that are involved with that, and it's such a shame to see that they're gone now.
Yeah, it's never nice when you lose a club, and yeah, we've had times in lockdown where we had hard discussions, and you know it wasn't all rosy for us, so we ploughed on. We brought out two-part entry last year to keep going, and so we have sympathy with any club going through tough times.
You won best two-piece, didn't you, on county?
Yeah, we did. We were really happy with that, weren't we?
Yeah, definitely.
We're going to continue with another track that Harlequin used, but also a lot of clubs have used. A bit of a classic for you.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Ben from Bubble Station, and this is all the carnival music you love from Overtone FM.
All alone in the crowd, trying not to think out loud. Whisper, shout, whisper, scream. Together we can make it a dream.
Entry, remember, blow the house down from Living in the Box. But it's now time for your What's Ons. Just to let you know what's going on in the carnival community, trying to raise money to keep the carnivals on the road. So Rubolo, they have a bingo Friday the 28th of April at Crowshoot House in Chard. Doors open at 6:30 and eyes down at 7:30. Now the Otters, Saturday the 28th of April, they have a quiz night at Macklenness Hall in Honiton. Doors open at 6 o'clock and it starts at 7 o'clock. £5 per person, maximum teams of six. But included in that, you get yourself a pasty and a pint. So it's not a bad deal, is it? The Starburst Carnival Club, they have a bingo night Friday the 5th of May at Breen Village Hall. Doors open at 6 o'clock and eyes down at 6:45. And Gemini Carnival Club, they have a music quiz. It'll be hosted by myself on Friday the 12th of May at the Shrubbery Hotel. £3 per person, maximum teams of six. And it starts at 7:30 sharp. So if you want to come along to that, it'll be lovely to see you. Here with the guys from Harlequin Carnival Club. Now, you do a bit of fundraising, and there is one big income for you, isn't it?
Yeah, the main thing is the bars for, like Scott said earlier, for birthday parties or weddings. So if anyone's looking for a bar service for their do, then hit us up on our social medias.
And how do they find you on social media?
We are Harlequin Carnival Club, I think. We are on Facebook and Instagram. So if you message us, it will either be myself, Scott, or someone else that does the social media. So get in touch with us.
Right. Okay. Well, we need to talk Carnival Rewind because a few people thought it was very easy, and a few people thought it was quite difficult. But do you know what the answer was for the Carnival Rewind today?
Yes, I was really surprised, and I did get it myself. So
You sort of put your hands, like you fist pumped in the air, didn't you, when you realised that you knew what the answer was, Tom, didn't you?
I did a little bit because it's, I really didn't think I was going to get it. It's not really my sort of game, but I did.
So, what was the answer, Tom?
I believe it was Princes of the Universe, and Gremlins used it in 2008 with their entry Nemesis.
You're absolutely spot on. We had correct answers today from Nigel Phillips that couldn't be bothered to text me. He texted Tom instead. Also, Aaron Bond got it correct. Simon Bond nearly got it right. He had the artist right, which was Queen. Wayne from Nuns for Nutters. Also, Lucas from Mini Revelers. Ben from Bubble CC. Gary Stock got it correct. Numbnuts from Nuns for Nutters. He tends to always get it right. But in third place today, it was Den from Oasis. In second place, it was Brad Lawrence. He got it right. He didn't quite get first place again. And in first place today, it was Mark Miles. So, Mark, if you'd like to send me a WhatsApp with your address on, I will get you a Tone FM car sticker sent out. Now, speaking of the car stickers, our little gremlins here at Tone Towers, when they decided to send out the stickers last week, they sent out the letter saying, thank you very much for listening to Tone FM, but forgot to put the stickers in. So your stickers are in the post, guys. Here's that answer. Queen from the Gremlins and Princess of Universe.
Tone FM. Country Rovers are your independent, friendly, local Land Rover specialist garage without the cost of main dealers, where you can speak to someone with experience of working on and owning a Land Rover. If your Land Rover needs repairing or a service, why pay for more than you need to? We also sell spares and accessories too. Oh, and we'll pick up and return your Land Rover to you if you're in Taunton. To book, pop in and see us on Beaufort Road, Taunton.
or call 254 630. Country Rovers, trust us to keep you on the road.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
This is the Carnival Hour with Jeff Strawbridge. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Just sounds Carnival, doesn't it? Modern Romance and I Moosey here on the Carnival Hour on Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. Here with the guys from Harlequin Carnival Club. We've almost got to wrap things up, but how can people get involved and help the Carnival Club out, or if they want to, join?
Simply just message us on Facebook or Instagram and get in touch with a club member. We're more than happy to have new members. You know, we love getting new people in and teaching people things, and you know, it's a great hobby to have. So yeah,
well, thank you so much for coming in. Hopefully we'll get you back in again just before September, maybe.
Yeah,
if you're not busy building, it'd be lovely to get you back in here again. We can chat a little bit more then. All right,
okie dokie. Cheers, Jeff.
I'm gonna leave you with this one from Entrance. I'll be back again on Saturday at 11 o'clock for the middle bit, and back again 6 o'clock on Sunday for your Carnival Hour once again. Thanks for listening, and thank you so much for all your messages tonight. Have a great week, and I'll speak to you next weekend. See ya. Higher, higher.
partnership with Country Rovers, your local friendly Land Rover specialists without main dealer prices, supporting local carnival.